Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Friends.
Just friends.
Yes, it is that time of the week where I get two of me pals in to talk about the topics of the week gone by. Things I got you texting in to the show. I have Kevin McGahern and Ed Salmon in studio. How's it going?
Hey. What's up, Jen?
Oh, yay.
Hey.
I know. You're very Christmassy. That right? Is that a Christmas jumper? I don't know. Yes.
I'm wearing two jumpers. I'm double jumpered.
Why? It's not that cold.
Well, no, because this one is it's too thin. It's really a pajama top.
Okay.
But that's what Christmas is all about, wearing pajamas.
Would you be a fan of long johns?
Never met the man.
Okay.
But
I like the ones. I like the ones that cowboys wear with the little flap at the back for bums.
Are they available?
They're full on.
Kevin thinks it's because if your bum gets too warm, you can just open the flap.
Thank God for that.
I think it's more of like cowboys get lonely.
I have a long sleeve
That's kind of long, thing. Johnny.
Yeah, it's but I don't have the full. Because a long John is a full onesie thing, isn't it?
No, because Cormac came in, he comes in on the bike.
Jenny, you don't want to say long Johnny on the radio at this
no,
hour.
No. Well, we're going to say a lot worse.
Save that for drive time.
He was wearing the long johns. Seeing he puts the long johns on, they're like a pair of leggings under the jeans.
Yeah, Kevin used to strike me as someone who would like to wear long johns and a gun belt.
My body runs pretty hot.
Really?
Yeah. I'm warm.
Humble brag.
Okay. Well, December, here we are. We're lots of things to discuss. But on Monday, we talked weird food. And I had a caller who ate a pig's penis on a stick. So, no, look, listen to me now. He had two.
Stick.
He had two. He was on holiday and he was at a vendor.
He had two?
He ate one. He thought it was some kind of sausage. It was a little kind of like twirly sausage on a stick.
Yeah,
he said it was so good. He went in for a second one and then someone told him, you're eating a pig's penis on a stick, right?
Now he's a gay pig.
He loved it. Apparently it was really tasty. But
because their one goes like a drill bit. It has a spiral.
Yeah, I was like, what was it like? Was it long? Was it? It was curly.
Wow.
So we got lots of texts in.
Well, I hear sheep's testicles, as long as we're staying in that general area, are quite nice as well. It's kind of like, I mean, it's quite literally a meatball.
Really?
But then if you're told what it is, maybe just don't ever find out what you're eating if you're enjoying it.
I know in America, prairie oysters is just a nice name for bull's testicles.
Oh.
Call them prairie. Hey, you want some prairie oysters? Sounds nice.
And they eat it thing?
They eat too fancy, Jim Bob.
I do find, because I did ask, was there sauce on the pig's penis? I do think that with all these fancy things or offal or whatever, the thing that makes it is the sauce.
It's the sauce.
Like the garlic butter you put the snails into
the
and all that stuff.
Yeah, because if someone said, do you want a pig's penis? And I'm like,
I'm going to boil it.
There's a red wine jus reduction. We're talking. Is there some foam? Maybe some shaved truffles.
Exactly.
Shaved truffles that the pig who initially had the penis died. He found the truffles.
He found the truffles and himself. Then they killed him. Oh, it's always good to have a story with the food.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Truffles with the. I've eaten a cake shaped like a pig's penis.
Really?
But it was a chocolate cake. No, I just made that up. I've eaten snails, which aren't weird thing to eat. Just the method I was eating them with was there were tiny little pookie snails, as we say in the country. So I had to eat like 150 of them with a toothpick. I was like scooping them out of the shell with a toothpick, you know, and there's no hiding what it is. And I was like, it's like acquiring a taste for them. I wasn't too sure if I liked them or not, but that's
you weren't too sure if
weird.
You like, yeah, if you had a load of them, yeah, because it's just the butter, the garlic buttery,
yeah, that's
stuff
it.
Stuff they put, sauce they put them in, that's it.
It's like the tiny cabbages of terror, Brussels sprouts.
No,
people cook them in lard on because they taste like farts, and that's just the truth.
I had a pair of edible underwear, but it was down at the Liston Varna matchmaking festival, so there were long johns made out of spam. So it was quite a big meal. Like, it was,
what were you doing down there? You're a
looking
married man.
For love in all the wrong places. Jess.
Really,
this was years ago.
Really,
this is years
isn't
ago.
That the weirdest festival? And the guy
I've
who runs it, he's mad. And they have this book.
Yeah.
He has this book that if you put your hand on the book and you wish for a man or something, then that means you're going to get married in 12 months. Something like that.
Oh, really?
They have all these mad traditions. But it's a crazy festival. And they come from far and wide. They come over from America, don't they? Yeah, a lot of women from America.
I'd say
they'd
be mostly from America or prisons.
But a great festival and great fun.
I'm looking for a man with hands like shovels. Where can I go?
Can we talk about Christmas? Let's talk about it. You have your Christmas jumper on.
Yes.
On Tuesday, we talked about the pressure to have the perfect Christmas. And earlier on, we were talking about movies that make Christmas. We had a long list. Ed, you're a pretty laid-back kind of guy. But when did you realize that the pressure of Christmas had landed on your shoulders?
Yeah, I mean,
on your hairy shoulders.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for putting that image in the minds of the listeners. Because it is an audio medium. You want to put a disgusting visual there. I was standing in the house going, there's no decorations up at all. And I went, someone's got to get those decorations out of the attic. And then a couple of seconds later, the penny dropped. And I went, oh, that's me.
This is like your mom, your parents' house.
Yeah, no. The house I'm in now.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, you have to do it for your parents. I have to do it for my parents as well. Otherwise, we can't be bothered this year.
My parents are very minimalist when it comes to the Christmas stuff now.
What do you mean? How minimal?
Just a few things on the shelves. A tree.
Okay.
But there's no... I used to love in the 80s...
Mistletoe in the bathroom.
Mistletoe everywhere. constantly kissing my dad all over Christmas. I like those kind of concertina sort of 80s... really cheap, like catch fire so easily, death trap decorations. That's what I think about when I think of Christmas decorations.
So you do the decorating in your house?
Yeah.
Or do you just get the decorations down?
I get them down and I do them. And the worst part is doing the old S&M on the banister, wrapping the banister.
Oh, yeah.
With the lights. Mm-hmm. Tighter, says the banister. at least I think it was the banister. Maybe it was a barrister.
I think it was a barrister, yeah.
That's
banister
why
called a barrister.
That's
after.
Why I'm in court next week.
Kevin, what do you look forward to?
I look forward to... I like the movies.
Mm-hmm.
I like the food. Like, my mom likes an American Christmas. I think we went to America when we were like three, and my mom was like, this is how you Christmas... So ever since then, she goes all out with the Christmas decorations.
What do you mean? Decorations outside, lights
and
everywhere.
Yeah. Not so much lights outside. We don't do the house lights outside, but everything inside.
Real tree?
No.
Well, here's a telltale sign if she's full on.
Go on.
Does she decorate the bathroom? Like, does she have...
Yeah, she has like a Santa stares at you when you're sitting on the toilet. That's unnerving.
She's full on.
She's full on.
Are you sure that's Santa? You know, just a relation.
It's just a hairy uncle.
Home for the holidays.
A hairy short uncle.
I always, when we were on Republic of Telly, it was always like, but we always had the Christmas episode last, wasn't it? Because we'd run right up to Christmas, wouldn't we? Remember those, back in those days?
It was really good for like arriving late home. I used to love, I'm like, I can only come home on Christmas Eve. Like Chris Rea.
Yeah.
And everything would be done. I love that.
Yeah, it's great when everything's done. But on Monday, we also talked about the Christmas party cringe. Ed, what does this say to you? Right, I have a little clip. Now, I don't know what this is. Killian put it in, but let's put on your headphones. Headphones. Okay, can you hear?
Baby, if you got to go away,
better go now.
Don't think I could take the pain.
Stay now.
Won't you stay another day?
Stay now. Won't you stay now? Yes, I was, when I worked in a DIY store that I can't name for legal reasons, but it rhymes with goodies.
Oh.
We had Christmas parties in hotels, and they had musical entertainment, and usually it was a covers band, you know, ABBA Forever or whatever.
And, that's a good name. ABBA Forever
or
whatever.
Because you saw the hologram show.
So
Pig, it was ABBA, ABBA.
It was E17 tribute act or whatever.
Oh, yeah, a tribute act.
And I was like, wow. And I went up to them afterwards. I was like, wow, you sound just like the real thing. And then your man says, oh, we are E17. Just, I was confused because your man wasn't there.
Brian.
Brian, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, they fell out.
Yeah, they fell
out. I know these things.
He spent too much money in the candy store with the sherbet dib dabs.
No. He ran over himself twice.
He ran over himself.
Yes. Very famous Brian Harvey story. He was in the car and he ran over himself. And people always ask him why. He said he blames it on a jacket potato. Look that story up, will you, for me for a second so I get it right.
I think I have heard that.
He ran over once, but he did it twice. He was backing out of his driveway and he didn't close the door properly. He kind of fell out. And rolled over and ran over. We'll look it up. We get the details.
And that was a clause in the contract in the band. If you ever run yourself over, you're out of the group.
Oh my God!
It was so embarrassing because your man was like, well, "We are E17."
Tony.
Tony. Yeah, that's his name. And I was like,
do you do this full time or what?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, well, I guess that's why you sound so similar to yourself.
Well, if the DIY store that rhymes with goodies that had their Christmas party that you were at, surely we can get them. Surely, or surely we can get them.
Oh, no, this was like in a hotel, you know, the Hilton. Not the Hilton, a lesser hotel.
Not it's in some hotel in the back end of nowhere. He fractured his pelvis in 7 places, broke his ribs and punctured his lungs because he ran over himself. Yeah. Claiming it was caused by a meal of 3 giant baked potatoes smothered in tuna mayonnaise and cheese.
Oh, that'll do it. That'll do it, guys. How am I'm sick to the teeth telling you.
No, the baked potato. That is one potato too many.
How many
safely this Christmas?
A guard would ask you, how many baked potatoes did you have today? I swear to God, I had 1.5. It was a small one.
I was eating a baked potato.
It was a baby potato.
I was eating a baked potato in public. Guard came over and said, finish that now.
Listen, we were talking about the telly yesterday. Who's in charge of the telly? Because it seems like women really get the run of things.
It's Kevin Backhurst, I think his name is.
How would you two explain your attempts to talk your lovely wives into watching something?
I definitely suggest things more than Siobhan, but Siobhan has to give it the go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, so I'll research it. It's kind of like I'm like a nervous screenwriter trying to pitch it to like a Hollywood exec.
That's the perfect description.
It's a romantic thriller starring Gerard Butler. And she's like, pass. I'm like, oh, what else you got? Like, it's quite nerve-wracking. So she holds the power, but I'm doing all the work, Jen.
What are you watching at the moment?
We just finished this Good Game challenge.
Oh,
the
really?
Reality one, yeah. It was great.
I don't see you as a reality TV kind of guy.
Not really, but we loved Squid Games. Yeah. And we heard that there's 2 Irish guys in it.
I knew it, yeah.
And we're like, I want to see what these Irish guys are all about. One of them didn't get a word in at all.
I heard that, yeah.
It was annoying.
Okay, so...
Well, that was great. I loved it.
Did well. Okay, brilliant. And what about you and the missus? What are you watching at the moment?
We just finished Bad Sisters.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Which is great. It's such a great gaff show. Because like you're watching it.
Looking at gaffes.
Every single gaff that the sisters have is worth at least $1 million.
Yeah.
If not more.
I think that's annoying about watching Irish shows in Ireland because you're like, there's no way that character on that wage is able to afford that gaff. Come on.
Like the second season of that could be just those gaffes being cleaned and I'd watch it.
Are you into gaff programs?
I always get...
Gaff porn.
Gaff porn. I do like those shows where they're buying houses in Spain or like a second home kind of stuff, home and away. Yeah. I'm like, well, what are they going to choose? You know, because I'm probably never going to be able to afford a house. Well,
I'm literally going next week to record that episode that you're talking about, that show that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, Kevin's doing it.
Doing cheap European houses.
Cheap European houses.
That's an exclusive. I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to say that.
That's amazing.
Is this live?
Why are they getting you to do that?
Because, well, Maggie is obviously really good at the houses.
Yeah.
And they're expanding it to like an hour-long show. So I'm going to be, she's going to be showing them the gaffes. I'm going to be showing them around the town.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, that could go anyway.
We just end up in one will be done for me.
One pub for 6 hours. Going, no, you don't need to go anywhere else. This is the best pub in town. More cocktails, please.
Would you consider moving abroad?
We talk about it a lot. Yeah. I just love living in Ireland.
A lot of
Ireland.
People would love to
I just
to
wish
see that.
It was easier. I just
I
wish
you.
Ireland made it easy on us, you know?
Yeah.
They don't.
It.
They're
they
making
don't.
It very, very tricky. But we will persevere and we will continue. Please. We will soldier on.
Affordable houses, please, government, if you're listening.
Not at all. On Wednesday, we asked listeners about their memories of their first kiss. This was kind of funny because somebody texted in saying, my first kiss, I had to wipe the saliva off my forehead.
Oh, wow.
Kevin,
why? Are you kissing an elephant?
Tell us about your first kiss.
Oh, first kiss, it was in, first serious shift was in it was in a nightclub outside of Cavan called the Carrick Springs. I was with this girl. It went 45 minutes.
No.
Because I had nothing else to do. I didn't know where else to go. So I just stuck on first base for like 45 minutes. I literally got lockjaw.
Yeah.
And then I was
breathing
like,
desperately through your nostrils.
And then like for the next week I was like, I think I'm in love with this girl that I literally didn't say a single word to. So I had to track her down. So my friend said, I think she plays for Butler's Bridge under 16s. I was 28 at the time, like, but I'm joking. I was
that
same
is
age.
A joke.
I was the same age. So I found the Breffni Blue, which is a GAA annual that comes out every year in Cavan. So I like went through the Breffni Blue, went to Butler's Bridge, under 16. There she is. Got her name. Tracked her down. Found a girl who knew her. Got her number. Invite her to see The Others with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
And didn't shift her. It was a disaster. But I just want young people to realise just how easy they have it. Like Instagram, Facebook. I had to
do some legwork.
I had to do some proper...
You're like Morgan Freeman in Seven.
There's definitely a tutorial. There's definitely a tutorial on YouTube or on TikTok telling you how to get off with someone and how much time you should spend. It's definitely... Yeah. It's all out there. Yeah. It's all out there. What was your technique like the first time?
I thought my technique was poor because the first real shift that I got, it was real washing machine stuff from her, who will remain unnamed. It's not that I can't remember her name. I thought I was doing it wrong. First of all, I thought she'd lost something in my mouth. I was trying to find it. And then I was like, is this a very forceful tongue action?
Yeah.
You know, you need a kind of a loose tongue.
They should do like a TY course in it or something.
Yes, it should be part of the curriculum.
I don't need to learn how to drive. I need to learn how to shift properly.
Absolutely.
So you're endorsing teaching 16-year-olds how to kiss?
I give it a shot.
You'd be very good.
Personally?
Well, if they're getting him to do this travel show, this gaff show, like, you know what I mean?
There you go.
You should do an RT documentary. They're making loads of telly over there at the moment, I hear.
That's true.
Shifting's very popular in Ireland, but how do they do it in
abroad?
Spain? Let's find out.
Lads, will you help me with something?
Definitely.
Sure.
Because every day for December, I have a big Christmas box. And I like to reach into my box, give it a little rummage around, and give one of my listeners a big old Christmas present.
Oh,
okay?
Very, very generous.
And
of you.
If you put the headphones on there for a second, I have someone on the line. We spoke earlier. It's one of our callers and listeners. It is Aisling. Aisling, how's it going?
Hi, Jen. Good to hear you again.
Good
how
to
are
chat
you?
To you. Say hello to the lads.
Hi, Aisling.
Hi, lad. How are you?
How are you?
Now, Aisling is a nurse in Letterkenny in University Hospital Intensive Care Unit. And she has her tan on now, just to clarify, because she has the Christmas party later. You have the Christmas party later on, don't you?
Yeah, I do indeed. 7 o'clock tonight in Letterkenny. Yeah, can't wait.
Have you got the frock ready to go?
You have the frock ready to go, Jen.
Describe it to us.
Glitter, glitter, glitter.
Go on, you good thing.
I'm going to be like a Christmas tree.
Is glitter and tan a good mix? Is that not just
absolutely
going to stick to your
100%,
skin?
Oh, yeah. 100%,
then you're just like you're at Mardi Gras or something.
Yeah.
You have to.
Right.
It doesn't stick. It doesn't stick to your skin. Don't be ridiculous.
Does it not?
Don't smell or nothing. No.
We chatted earlier on, didn't we? We had a lovely conversation about...
Yeah. My Ninja Jewel air fryer.
Yeah, I was asking, what is your favourite item in the house? And mine is my slow release toilet seat.
Oh, yeah, we got one of those. Yeah,
amazing,
right? But then when you go to other toilets, I tend to slam the toilet seat down very roughly.
does happen. Aisling loves the Jewel Ninja. She got a couple of weeks ago. The Jewel Ninja.
It was a game changer in our house.
Really?
Unbelievable.
What
my
it?
Friend
there
was moving out and he was like, here, do you want this? And I was like, yeah, grand. And I cook everything in it. Everything. Cheese toasties, sausages.
Absolutely.
You can do a Christmas cake, Aisling was telling me earlier.
What?
Yep, some people do the Christmas cake.
I haven't tried that yet, but I've seen the recipe and the instructions on how to do it.
There we go. Now, we're not going to keep her too long because she has to probably do the nails or hair or something, okay? Yeah. But listen, I'm going to have a little rummage around my box here. What have I got? Okay, here we go. We have a little present for you because we love chatting to you. You're getting €100 a hamper from Sugar Plum Sweetery in Mullingar. They are just absolutely amazing. Chocolates and sweets, and they actually have a pop-up shop in Arnott's. This is one of my favourite shops. It is stunning. It's like going into Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. It is stunning. You're getting €100 hamper from them. So you go and enjoy that, okay? And enjoy
amazing.
Your Christmas party.
Thank you so much, Jen.
Happy
nice
Christmas.
To have you.
Enjoy yourself.
Happy Christmas. Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye.
Have you heard of these lads, the Sugar Plum Sweetery in Mullingar?
No.
Lads,
sound like a boy band. Sugar Plum Sweet Tree.
Yeah, they are phenomenal. The things they do are out of this world. So go and check them out for your missus or for yourself. Come here. That's all we've time for. Thanks for being my pals. What is happening with you guys? Where can people find you?
I'm doing a tour in the spring.
Are you?
I am indeed.
What's it called?
Springtime tour.
It's called Shy Talker. Shy talker.
Very good.
Don't say it too fast.
Oh, shy talker.
Yeah, very good.
I get it now.
Shy talker. So where are you going?
So, oh, Jen, the places I will go.
He's going to be in Limerick on the 24th of February in Dolan's.
Thanks, Ed.
He's going to be in Clonakilty on the 1st of March in De Barras. I'm going to be there as his hype man.
Kilkenny, Castlebar, yeah. Galway, Navan, Wexford, Cork, Belfast and Dublin. Go to kevinmcgahern.com or yep. just go to my Instagram or Twitter.
You should do a gig when you're over in Spain.
Spain,
oh,
yeah.
And then you can, you can write the whole thing Spanish off.
Then it's a tax write-off. Very good, Jen.
Absolutely. Ed, what are you... So you're being the hype man?
I'm being the hype man. I am the Neil Armstrong of comedy for Glenn and Maddie. They've never had a comedy gig before.
What? It's Glenn one, and Maddie, yeah.
One small... pullback reveal for man.
Don't say that.
I'm in, that's a comedy term. I'm in Hart's Corner House this Saturday, December 9th,
okay.
8 p.m. Myself headlining a lovely gig. It's only a tenner. It's Christmas time. Glenn and Maddie. Apparently it's selling very well because there's only four roads to Glenn and Maddie, so there's not much access. Or way to get
it.
Out of it.
And if people want to check out your socials, if they forget everything you've said, I'm
Instagram. I'm putting new clips up every day. I'm putting a clip up as soon as I'm finished this radio thing. You wait for it. It's only 45 seconds.
Amazing.
People might watch 10
Can't
seconds
wait.
Of it.
And Kevin McGarren.
Kevin McGarren, yes.
That's his name.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.